It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I have been waiting to talk with you because there's so many things about this that really just, it is nothing but a conversation after another conversation. But first of all, what I love most is how many people are going to sit down and say, her name is Lina. No, I think it's Lene. Oh, it could be Lena too. I love things like that where readers get together and they go, no, this is how I feel about her name. What is the correct way to pronounce?
It's Lena Gal.
All right, I was wrong all the way. What's important about this is the
what
fact.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was going to be Lene. That's when I was going through it, I kept saying Lene, and it's because. But that's what I love about being a reader and an author at the same time. It's the interpretation or what you see in that moment of now, and then you just grow with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's great about this, finally seen, I've talked with toy makers, I've talked with other authors, African-American authors and stuff. You are so spot on when it comes to finally being seen, especially with the immigrants and the way that this nation and the world are changing right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so important that children are seen through books because otherwise they grow up thinking that their experiences don't matter, you know, that they're weird, that there's something about the way they're living that is just unconventional. And I know that because it's how I felt when I was growing up as a kid. You know, my parents came to this country when I was 6 years old. We didn't have very much money. My parents decided to take this hilarious job of managing a motel. I never saw any books about living and working in a motel as a kid. So guess what I did? I didn't tell anybody at school about it. And that meant that I couldn't have anybody come over. And it was just such a shame because I had this really awesome experience I couldn't share with anyone.
Right. Well, the way that you write about Lena adjusting to the customs and procedures, I often wonder in a child's life how much is lost when you have to readjust your personal life.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that scene when she arrives and she's trying to order water at, I think, like a Starbucks or something, and they're like, still or sparkling? She's like, what?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Right? I mean, all these little things that we don't even think about because we know it, and it's just, of course, yeah, you have to choose. And she's like, what are you talking about? We have to choose water. It's just water.
And you also put focus on the importance of being ourselves. How many times do we have to just kind of look at a child and say, just be you. All I want is you to be you. We'll grow from there.
Yeah, absolutely. But a lot of times when you're a kid, you think that's not enough. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you're a kid, especially in a new country, in a new school, and in Lena's case, kind of a new family, because she's been separated from her family for 5 years. So it's her family, but she hasn't seen them for so long that it's almost like her new family. And then you start feeling like you is just not enough, you know, and at school, she feels like the way I'm speaking English is not right. The way I'm reading is not right. Everything about me is not right. And it makes you really start closing up. And I really want kids to know that they are enough, that they are enough just the way they are, that they matter, their experiences matter, the way they see the world matters, you know, and to know that somebody else out there understands what they're going through.
What I love is that I love learning from them, and I'll do that. I'll sit down with new people to the country, and I'll say, show me your story. I want to hear from you. There's enough of me already here, but tell me what you're going through.
Absolutely. And I think that it's when she finally has this amazing ELL teacher, Mrs. Ortiz, who is also an immigrant herself, that she finally starts realizing, hey, there's somebody interested in me.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody interested in what I have to say. And that's such a magical moment. And I'll tell you, when I was a kid, that happened to me when I had an amazing librarian who would, not only would he give me books, but he would ask me, what did you think of this book? And for the first time, I was like, wait, what? You care what I think? What mm-hmm. I think matters to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great moment when that happens, you know? And that's really the reason I got to be where I am today. You know, it's just because librarians and teachers cared about me and took that time to get to know me.
It's such a conversation book, and it's one of those books that needs to be put not only in a school library, but it needs to be in a classroom. And then as you go page by page, the teacher needs to ask questions in the way of opening the entire room rather than just, you know, assuming that she knows everybody or he knows everybody in that classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's heartbreaking to me is the fact that ability to hand kids books and to really go through it with kids and have those class read-alouds, it's directly under threat today. You know, we have unprecedented numbers of book banning. That's something that the book talks about, is the book that Lena really loves and finally sees herself in gets challenged in her school. And that's something that we're dealing with as a nation, just unbelievable numbers of book banning all across the country. It's terrifying.
Is there a website that you're going to lead people to so they can, A, learn more about themselves, their culture, about their community, and about these books that are being censored? When in reality, I mean, if we can't get them in school, where can we get them?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, kellyyang.com, and you can follow me on social media at kellyyanghk. I talk a lot about book censorship. I speak very frequently and as loud as I can because, you know, the people who are trying to ban books, they're loud. But we have to be even louder because what's at stake here is our kids.
Yeah. I just love where your heart is. And I love the fact that you are utilizing your gift as a writer to create the communication. Where did that come from, Kelly?
I think it comes from seeing my parents and how much they've had a struggle. You know, I mean, they came to this country and they gave up a lot. My dad was a doctor in China. My mom was an engineer. They gave up a lot because they believe this country is freer, you know, and it is freer. But one of those core components of freedom is the freedom to read. So I really, it's something I care about deeply, something that I think is so important that we all protect, because freedom is only as strong as the people.
What I love about this book, and it has affected me because I work at a grocery store. The grocery store is where the world comes. And one of the things that I'm learning to do, an immigrant from Central America does not know the hands on a watch. And I'm taking the time to teach him that. This book is going to go into his hands because he needs to understand that every day he needs to really work on being seen.
Yes, absolutely. And we can all be such great contributing members of the community, but we cannot just settle for being invisible anymore.
Oh, I just love your heart. You got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Kelly.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. Thanks for talking to me about finally seeing.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. You too.